November 9th, 1993, from God's Blue Book, Volume Number 1. My dear child, you must turn yourself over entirely to me. O child, I am your Savior. Do not ever doubt me. Always count on my being present to you. The days go by with such rapidness. You will soon be with me forever in heaven. Everyone only sees each moment as it is occurring now. There is an end to all of this, and your reward waits for you. It seems hard to think of this as ever ending, but time is so short, little one. Soon all this will be over. Fight a good fight for me. You need to help all you can to know me. Keep remembering that these days will not go on forever, that this life is so short compared to all eternity. Someday you will truly be with me in heaven. Your life is so short compared to eternity. Here today, gone tomorrow. All that remains is how you chose to live, for God or against God. You are responsible for all your time and your actions and how you live in service of me. It sounds simple, but people alive on earth in sin cannot see anything else but what they are doing now. Satan blinds you into thinking this life will go on and on, when, in fact, it is so short compared to eternity, just a short while. It is so easy to see. Why do you get so caught up in this life here? It is so short. The batting of an eye, the dropping of a pin, and your life is over, and eternity awaits. Do these short moments mean so much to you? Listen to me, little one. Time is so short. My light is at hand. My time is so precious because it determines your eternal life. So short indeed. Heed my words and listen to my voice. What you do, how you act, are so small when compared to eternity. This is no laughing matter. It is your soul that is at stake. It is your life forever and ever. Is a few years of life holding on to such insignificant stuff worthy of all eternity? My life for you is so simple. Love God, love one another. Put me first, and all falls into line. So simple, but so hard for so many precious little ones. I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter of my law will pass away. Here today, gone tomorrow, and I am your God. Come to me and all will be brought to light. He made the crooked way straight, and he nourished their souls. Listen, you do not know the glories that awaits him who serves the Lord. Hold tight to me. Hold tight to me, and receive a divine reward forever. May my name be exalted in heaven and on earth. the trumpet blares, and the Lord ascends his throne. All know his glory. Their lives were not in vain. Who served him while in their lives? Their rewards are as golden gems, whose splendor no one can comprehend. Heaven and earth may vanish like smoke, but your deeds will not be forgotten. Store up treasures in the life hereafter by doing good works. Keep your eyes on your Father in heaven, who waits and loves you so. All will be made open in the end, and your life will be spent in the hereafter. What a reward for such a short test. O Jesus, praise to you from the heights. You are so good and loving. We trust in you and your mercy. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Says the Lord, for I
January the 10th, 1994, at 3:30 a.m. From God's Blue Book, number 2. Don't wait until it is too late. Each knee must bow in reverence to the King. Each child must realize that he or she will someday be standing at the door to my kingdom. Each waits for entry, and entry is based on your love here. Did you love God? Did you love your fellow men? Are you ready to claim an award that is fit for the glorious souls who served me? I am the Alpha and the Omega. All that seems to give you momentary pleasure is so passing. The things of this world are so small compared to the things of God. Ready your hearts for a mighty King. He will come unannounced and blow his trumpet. All will be called from their places, and all will be unable to leave. You will be summoned, and at that point, your free will be gone. Do you say, "But Lord, Lord, I meant to serve you, but it was too hard to let go of my selfish things. God, I know you call now, but I am not ready now. Can I go back and do some more good works? When you called me to love, I wanted to, Lord, but I wanted to do for myself too. I knew I could have loved more and followed my heart, but Lord, I don't know why I said no. I just always did. I am Jesus, the Son of God. At this point, it will be too late. When I called and beckoned you in your life to serve me and serve your brothers, you said, no, Lord. You watched a sick world parade its sick wares in front of you, and you thought for a moment's pleasure you needed to be as the world instructed. And I called you, and I prompted you, and others stood by and showed you my way, and you said, oh no, I need no ways of God. I love the world, sick or not, and I will be loyal to all its crafty ways. I didn't like the murder of babies. I didn't like the homosexuality. I didn't think the filthy sex on TV was right, but I wanted to be loyal to the world, so I accepted their sick ways and shunned you, Lord. At your name I balked, and I went along my stiff jaw and a hardened heart, and was taught the things of the world. I felt you, Lord, at the door of my heart. I knew you were there from time to time. I wanted to let you in someday, but Lord, that day never came. Now I know you are truly here, and you are beautiful. Let me live again, and I will now put you in my life. Give me another chance, Lord. Now that I behold you and your goodness, I see the errors in my way, and I want to love you. I don't know why I turned my back on you. I just did. You, my child, were willful. You plugged up my line to you, and you chose sin instead of the ways of God. You took your life for yourself, and you never once did my work. You shunned me, you laughed at me, you made fun of me, but still went to church, just in case it was real. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed. I was there at every turn. I paraded in front of you, and I pursued you with a heart of godly love, but you turned away and spit in my face. Your hearts became hard and your jaws stiff, and you followed a road that led you to the destruction of your soul. I say to you, my child, now, before you are called by me, why do you turn your back on him who loves you? Why do you battle for a devilish world when the tender heart of God waits for you? How can you, with this beautiful heart created for God and longing to love God, say, "No, God, I need you not," and turn to such sterile, sick, cold acts that the world gives you? Money is so cold. Do you feel the change you pick up? It is like ice. It does not warm a cold heart. It feels as it is, cold and hard. Dollar bills are paper, little pieces of used, dirty paper. You chose these things when a heart on fire with love of you waits by your side. You chose an evil society that murders babies and talks about your rights as a person when I preach dignity and love for you. Oh, child, how I love you. If you are reading this letter, it is not too late. I stand hypervigilant by your side with a heart ablaze for love of you. I wait for you every minute of every day in the tabernacle. I am all powerful. This world has no power. The world will vanish like smoke, and my ways will last forever. I am so good. I have such gifts to give your hungry soul. You stand as a starved child who hasn't eaten in years. What would a meal do for such a person? I can give you what your soul hungers after. I can give you what you thirst for. Your soul never stops longing. It roams a cold world and looks for peace and finds none. Only in God will the searching soul find rest. Quit going to the world, America. Your money is cold and your hearts are just as cold. You have lost touch with the warmth of Jesus. The devil has turned your hearts into ice cubes, and you have silenced the longing for God in your chest. So your jaws are stiff and you are hard-necked. You are going to be sorry. You miss the love of God. Nothing on this earth compares to His love and His goodness. You missed peace and joy in your hearts. You miss them. If you have eyes to read, listen to me. Stop it. It isn't too late. Your world leads to the destruction of your soul. You are never going to be able to come back and live your life for me again. I come as a thief in the night, and you will not know the time or the hour. I will come unannounced. All that remains for you are the things of God. Your money, your house, your clothes, your car are all passing. Like the grass of the field, they die, and you will live. You cannot take one thing with you on your journey to me except your good works and the love in your heart. Turn your life around. I wait for you at this moment with eager arms. I am alive in the tabernacle this day, waiting for your return. I am truly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, waiting there for you with all my gifts. Take the wall from your heart and let me fill you. Your jaws will become tender and supple, and you will know relief in your breast. You are holding yourself away from that to which you are pulled. It is a magnetic attraction which the soul has to me. You make a conscious effort to say no and pull yourself from me. Silly ones, what will you do on the last day when I call you from your sleep and say, "Now your time is over"? Then it will be too late for you to come. Then your life will be over, and you will have lost the reward of everlasting life. For a few years of willfulness, you lost everlasting life. I have pursued you like an ardent lover. I walk before you and sent others to teach you the error in your ways. But you were willful, and you went your own way. Now you will pay the price for your willfulness forever. Is it worth that? For what? Thank you. look at each other with eyes of envy when God is speaking here. Each person that receives this message is receiving a grace, a gift from God Himself. You do not even see. You are so blind. This is a message received on March the 30th, 1995. It is being published in a book, Rosaries in the Hearts of Jesus and Mary. The message was received during a rosary in which Mary was alive in the Sorrowful Mother statue and she was illuminated. This is a message from Mary. See Mary with her beautiful face before you and telling you this message. Pride is an evil that ruins men's hearts. Speak to all men of pride. It is only a loving heart that will unite with the heart of my Son. A heart of love will light up this darkened world. I send you as soldiers into the world that is godless. You are fighting a battle with this world, with hearts full of the love of my Son. Look at all the souls that are lost. Look at the children of these parents who have gone astray. Little children, look at their lives. I am so sad for the lives of my children. I call to you this day. Look at your world, America. You are so blind. You do not see. You have turned deaf and you have closed your eyes. I come and I appear. My Son talks, and so many do not pay Him heed. I beg you to heed my words, for I truly am Mary, and I am speaking to you. Hearts that are hard, hearts that are godless, hearts that are lifeless, hearts that are dead in sin. Look at your world, America. Can you turn your head and look the other way? I come and I plead with you to turn your hearts back to the love of my Son. And who listens? My lost children, how the fires in hell burn so brightly for the souls that were willful and had their own way. You do not see. You do not comprehend. You focus on little details here in your lives. Focus on the fires of hell, my dear sweet children. Souls are burning in the fires of hell for their own willfulness and sin, and many more will be lost despite the sufferings of my Son. Many souls will be lost. I call you to unite with the heart of my Son, to go into this world and preach the gospel at every highway and byway, to spread the love of my Son, Jesus. My little lost children, I am your mother. I lead you on your way, closer and closer to heaven.
Come back to me. Father's call. Long have I waited for your coming home to me and living deeply our new life.
This is a message of February 17, 1994, at 5:30 a.m., from Jesus. It has been published in God's Blue Book, Volume 2. Seek True Treasures. Jesus speaks, "My little ones, how are you doing? Are you getting bogged down in this weather? Do you know yet that you do not control the elements? You live every day, and you think you have so much to do to control your actions, but you do not see the eyes of Him who watches over you with loving care. I give to you this earth and all you need to sustain your life here. Man worries about the earth, and if this or that will happen. Man has become so independent that he thinks he controls all things, and he needs to worry about his present and his future. You, my favored chosen ones, know that life here lasts but a moment, and like smoke it is gone without a trace. Look at your ancestors. So few people even remember their ancestors. Yet your ancestors thought that at every moment their actions were so crucial. Little ones, you hold on to life. You hold on to these little happenings here, and you worry in vain. Look at the big picture, my little ones. Here today, gone tomorrow, and where are you going? The days go by with such speed. Oh, you say, where have the years gone? You think every second is so important. You worry, you fret, you wander empty roads, and I watch you. I see you with your emphasis on the moment. You are being deceived, my little ones. It is in seeing the moment as part of eternity that you really know what is going on. Each moment you live, you are the teacher about the God who dwells in your breast. Each moment you live, you are my messenger to this cold, scared world. Nothing you do means anything except as you are serving me. Take off your glasses. Behold the life above. See every moment as a drop of the life to come. See every moment as part of eternity. All these drops together make up your pass into my kingdom. You worry, you wander, you fret, you hold on. I give you a toothache, I take it away. 1 second and the toothache is gone. Is that not how it is with your life? 1 second and it is gone. Oh, how those little precious moments seem to die away, and you scarce can remember what happened. Yet during people's lives, those moments seem earth-shattering. Those moments are yesterday's forgotten memories. You hold on, you fret, you fume, and I watch you let go of each moment, only to become forgotten by today. Store up your moments as part of eternity. Every moment here is part of your pass to my kingdom. How are you living this moment? Is it used to give service to me and preach my gospel? Are you making all your moments count toward your eternity? Each moment is but a breath and it is gone. Did you use the moments I gave you to do my work? This time is not yours. I can snatch your moments away in one breath. It matters, my children, only as you choose to serve me and to spread my love. If everyone had God as their primary goal, what love you would possess, what power you would know, because God is the mightiest force. I have all the power. Other power is false power. Do you get it yet? Do you think anything you hold on to is so precious here? Here today, gone tomorrow, and I snatch you from your seats, and you never return to finish what you deemed so important. Are you comprehending my words here? The body is but an instrument to get you around. Reach with the spirit within. Live from the soul. Communicate with me in your soul. Look for the unseen world that surrounds you constantly. Die to yourself. You have a soul at this very moment that is a vibrant spiritual force alive within you. Live from your soul, my little ones. Focus on your soul. Live from your heart. Do not fret and fume for the things of this world, here today, gone tomorrow, and then forgotten. Today's moments, yesterday's forgotten treasures, do they mean so much, or do you forget what seemed so important? Reach with the soul. Live for God. Each moment is your chance to store up treasures for eternity. They will never be forgotten. What you do to help others to know me will never be forgotten. How you loved will never be forgotten. How you gave lives on in those you touched. Your love is like a bubbling brook. It bubbles and keeps on bubbling. Your selfishness dies the moment after you live it. Love is the force. Love is the power that reflects the God above. Love is not selfish. Love does not demand its own way. Love gives and doesn't stop giving. On the day of judgment, it will be found in the hearts of those you touched. Think of only yourself and watch your moments become yesterday's forgotten moments. Love your brothers and watch the world reflect the love you gave from now to the end. Love or selfishness, I call you to love. I call you to plant a seed that grows into a mighty oak. Plant my seeds of love. Ask not how you can attain your goal, but how you can fulfill the goal of God. Love God. Love one another. Too simple. Too hard for many. Love, children. Reflect the God who dwells within your soul. Store up your moments forever, lest they become yesterday's forgotten treasure. Like ripples on a pond, your love never dies. It reaches on and goes into the moments of eternity. Love is lasting. Love never dies. Love God. Love one another. Die to yourself and live.
Choose life.
I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, choose life, that you may live by loving your God and heeding His voice. Choose life, choose life, choose life.
I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am He whose bootstraps you are unworthy to fasten. But I come to you just the same, little one, out of great love to give you many gifts for your soul. Are you ready to receive all I come to bring you, or are you closed? Open the door to your heart and let me enter into you. Be open and experience my filling you. My relationship with you is no little thing. It is a deep, deep union I want with you. Open your heart. Pray for this union. My blue book is a recipe book for this union, a prayer for union with Jesus. Come to me, Lord, and possess my soul. Come into my heart and permeate my soul. Help me to sit in silence with you and let you work in my heart. I am yours to possess. I am yours to use. I want to be selfless and only exist in you. Help me to spoon out all that is me and be an empty vessel ready to be filled by you. Help me to die to myself and live only for you. Use me as you will. Let me never draw my attention back to myself. I only want to operate as you do, dwelling within me. I am yours, Lord. I want to have my life in you. I want to do the will of the Father. Give me the strength to put aside the world and let you operate my very being. Help me to act as you desire. Strengthen me against the distractions of the devil to take me from your work. When I worry, I have taken my focus off of you and placed it on myself. Help me not to give in to the promptings of others to change what in my heart you are making very clear to me. I worship you, I adore you, and I love you. Come and dwell in me now. This prayer is in God's Blue Book, Volume 1 and 2, received from Jesus on January 17, 1994.
I want to be with
are messages given from Jesus and Mary to you. All messages have been discerned and approved by Father Edward J. Carter, S.J., Professor of Theology at Xavier University, Cincinnati, Ohio. Father Carter is founder and spiritual director of Shepherds of Christ Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to spreading devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is a powerful instrument designated by our Lord to renew His church and the world. We appreciate any donations you feel moved to give us. We further appreciate your prayers to help us circulate these messages from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. To order these tapes, please write to Shepherds of Christ, P.O. Box 193, Morrow, Ohio 45152-0193. Toll free within the United States, 1-888-211-3041. Outside the United States, or to anyone that wants, 513-932-4451. 513-932-4451, or fax 513-932-6791. Also available from Shepherds of Christ Publications are several published volumes of love letters from Jesus to the world. These messages, entitled God's Blue Book, were received through messenger Rita Ring. To inquire about these books or other tapes, to inquire about the Shepherds of Christ movement or the Junior Shepherds of Christ, write to the same address. Our Lady has called a special rosary on the 5th of every month. May God bless you, and may the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus reign throughout the world.